Drake May takes a quick snapshot of the defense. Little shovel pass here to Henry. Henry at the gun. What a play call by Alex Van Pelt. Henry already involved. It's a pickup of 14. First and goal, Pats.
Well, listen, hey, you got a little decoy here. That's Marcus Jones. He's the Patriots defender. So they put him in the backfield. He draws the attention, and then they just flip it inside to Hunter Henry. So Alex Van Pelt, the offensive coordinator, using a little bit of personnel adjustment to get the Colts defense off balance.
WEEI Afternoons back here live, Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse, Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. About a half hour from now, we'll talk a little Red Sox, Brian Baio on the mound against the Blue Jays here at Fenway. We'll talk to Mike Monaco, who's stepping in, I believe, for Will Fleming, WEEI, tonight in the booth.
Yes, sir. That's right, today and tomorrow.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll be
Will
talking
gets
to him
a couple
from
days
the...
off tonight.
Yeah, Will needs it. Well, this has been a trying season, a trying first half for Will. He needs a little step away, get your mind right, get the grind right so you can get back, and maybe they'll win a couple and he can come back with some positivity. So around 4:30, we'll talk to Mike Monaco. But there's been all these little Drake May little snippets. We know he got married, so that's great. Then we saw the photos of him with all his groomsmen, basically a offense.
Yeah.
That was a,
doing
that was a
the
cool
Flacco
photo.
Thing.
Yeah.
Then we had this audio of a couple different audios actually making the round. First was the audio of Josh Allen talking about him and talking about he sees the – because we've talked about Drake May, Josh Allen comparisons for a while.
Which I've never really seen that one as much, but that's the one he gets compared to the most is Josh Allen.
Oh wait! Can
even
Ted,
though I
can
don't
I, can I
quite
ask
see
real
it
quick?
That way,
Can I ask the former football player? Excuse me, professional football player in the room.
Go ahead.
When people make that comp, how do you not see it? Like I'm not questioning your football acumen. I'm meaning
he's not the same. He doesn't have the same size, and he doesn't run. Excuse me. He doesn't run like Josh Allen runs in the open field.
Okay.
And they don't. They don't even have design runs. For him, what they did at the very end of the season, they basically said, "Okay, we'll let him sneak a ball."
Right.
But they didn't utilize him that way. I don't think he has the same kind of running style mentality, and I don't think he's as big and stand as tall. He stands really tall. I like all his fundamentals look great to me, but I feel like Josh Allen is a lot bigger quarterback.
Yeah, he's a lot bigger, and you're right. Josh Allen's closer to sort of the Cam Newton days of, I'm a fullback, I'm going to run you over.
Yeah, Steve McNair.
Yeah.
Bigger.
Even Elway to a degree, guy that could run you over.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake May can run, but he's definitely a guy that doesn't quite, but who knows? He also, 3 years from now, when he's in an NFL program in nutrition, he's a young guy.
I don't know.
It's still growing.
There's 1 inch and 10 pounds difference between the two of them now.
Right.
Well, it's just, but look, okay, Drake May, he gets hit, he gets concussed. Josh Allen lays dudes out. So he doesn't need to be playing like Josh Allen.
So Josh Allen told SI, I think Drake is super talented. He's one of my favorite young quarterbacks in the league. I've spent some time around him, and he's got his head on his shoulders the right way. He just does things the right way. I think that he exemplifies football. He'll take it and run. He'll throw it. And to have someone like Stephon Diggs is going to help him out a lot. Obviously, Josh Allen has been on the Stephon Diggs side of things previously. And that was a question, remember? Like, oh, can Drake handle dealing with Stephon Diggs? Josh Allen got bitched at by Stephon Diggs. But that's... that's some pretty high praise from Josh Allen looking at Drake May, and especially the part about just, what did he say, he gets it or he just does it the right way. Fitzy, that's going to make you feel good about that praise, especially with the two guys sort of being compared.
Yeah, it does. And Andy, it goes into exactly why we saw Brian Daboll veritably gushing on that, sadly now, lone in-season Hard Knocks or preseason Hard Knocks behind the scenes with the New York Giants. If Brian Daboll was the man who helped mold the raw Wyoming clay of Josh Allen from talented, tall, strong gunslinger into one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL now, if not the last 25 years, then you can see why he would have gone gaga for Drake May as well. Strong arm, great on the design runs, agile, nimble, quick, the processing speed. It's all there. I'm not putting, and Ted, I want you to know this as well, I'm not putting And, you know, Allen got his concussions early, too. He's become a much smarter runner as time has progressed, and we hope Drake May does that as well. I'm not putting – I can see the physical comp and why people say one reminds one of the other, or, you know, Drake looks like he may be Allen-esque one day. I'm not putting him anywhere near that level until I see a couple of accomplished seasons at the pro level healthy with more wins than losses. Because late in season two is when the NFL – unlocked and Josh Allen saw through the matrix.
So if we're going to stick with the Drake May comparisons, Pro Football Focus put out an interesting tweet this week that has comparisons for all the second year quarterbacks, all the guys that came in last year and played.
Dude, this is crazy.
You like this, huh? Because this is controversial.
Yeah, so, this is
I'll start it off before I get to Drake May. So this is comparisons ceiling and floor for Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Ted Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix. Okay. All the first-round quarterbacks from last year. So let's start with Caleb Williams. Brian Ferzocco, I'm not sure he liked to read this one, the Bears fan that he is. Caleb Williams, the ceiling is Jordan Love. That's the ceiling for Bears' second-year quarterback, number one overall pick, Caleb Williams. Okay. The floor is bust. Just flat-out bust, they said. So they didn't even give a player. They just said bust.
What would you call that? What would be the bust? You'd call it the old San Diego Chargers.
Ryan Leaf.
Jamarcus Russell.
There's a couple of those real bad busts.
Yeah.
So let's go to Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Ceiling, Lamar Jackson. Okay. I actually think his ceiling might be a little bit higher than Lamar Jackson, but Lamar Jackson, that's their
Holy
comp ceiling.
Holy smokes.
I do, because I think he's a better passer than Lamar Jackson entering the league.
So who would you put him up with?
I don't know that there is one. I think his ceiling.
He's in his own.
I think his ceiling is becoming the new ceiling for future quarterbacks that are built like him and play like
him. Okay.
His floor is Kyler Murray, who is a, you know, got a second contract, whatever it is, $200
million.
Still
a very serviceable quarterback.
Pretty good floor right there.
Yeah.
Do we want to do Drake May next, or do we want
to
save Drake May for last? Okay, so let's go Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, I like this one.
Down in Atlanta.
Got a great arm on that kid. Got a great
big arm ceiling. Justin Herbert, big arm, doesn't win a damn thing, but got a big arm. Floor, Jameis Winston. So Jameis Winston,
30-touchdown guy.
He's not going to throw that many interceptions.
I was going to say, is that he's a 30-interception guy and a 5,000-yard pass?
But Andy, he's going to be marketable AF, and he's going to be everybody's favorite soundbite.
Sure, and he'll be a great backup somewhere. I love his speeches.
I love the way he throws the ball.
You're a Penix guy, huh?
I'm a huge Penix guy.
That's Penix guy. She's a huge Penix guy.
One letter makes all.
I was
yes.
And Ted rolls right. Ted, full disclosure. Ted, full disclosure. Back when we were working the nights and we hadn't forged the Voltron of WEI afternoons, I was all for instead of taking May at three, moving back a little bit, trying to acquire extra first round capital and taking Michael Penix. I'm a big fan.
If you were watching me give my analysis that night, you would have said, "Hey, Ted." Ted agrees with me.
Yeah, and guess what? You're both wrong.
I said, it would have taken some big balls.
Yeah.
And you would have had to thread the needle.
Yep.
And you would have had to risk some stuff. But that would be, to me, my ideal situation, the scenario for the Patriots to play out. It didn't because, you know, it was too risky. And I like Drake May. I still like Drake May. I think Penix, there is a winning quotient, a winner kind of thing to him that's a part of his game.
So J.J. McCarthy was the next quarterback taken. Obviously, he didn't play last year. He missed the entire year on IR. But his ceiling, this is some high praise, and I think
Baker Mayfield.
No. Much higher. Much
Tom
higher
Brady?
Ceiling.
Ooh.
Joe Burrow is his ceiling.
That is out of control.
That is high in terms of high
Joe
ceiling.
Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in the NFL. Get out of here.
Yeah. You can argue that. And the floor is Sam Darnold, who's a weird floor because he was a bust until he wasn't a bust anymore last year with Minnesota, like that whole thing.
But he'll play 12 years in the NFL.
Right.
And 12-year career.
And then before we get to Drake May, the last first-round pick, we know Bo Nix with the Broncos. Ceiling is Drew Brees, which was a common pre-draft comparison.
Great one,
Sean Payton, that's why he fit there with Sean Payton. But his floor, you ever hear of this name? He might sound familiar. Mac Jones.
Oh.
That's not very nice.
Drake,
we get some Mac Jones drops right now?
Ted, don't you already feel like what you saw last year, you know, people talked about how good the synergy was, master and apprentice between Josh McDaniels and Mac Jones year one, go to the playoffs, giant roster, all that money, et cetera. And then it fell apart when they did Andy's favorite thing, reverse engineering the offense and putting Patricia in as OC. But don't you feel like you saw more? out of Bo Nix in his first year with Sean Payton than you did with Mac Jones and Josh McDaniels? Because I'm convinced they're a great match.
Yeah, you know, I just got to keep working and got to get better. You know, I'm just going to keep working hard and we're just, yeah, everybody together. And yeah, it wasn't my best and I got to be better.
Doesn't that just give you so much confidence to hear that voice?
It does not.
That's yeah, was it Bo Nix, Mac? Okay, look, you're right. You saw Mac Jones, especially, and I saw it trending really positively. I kind of came away with Mac Jones, impressed with Mac Jones in that first camp, I'm not going to lie. Rookie year, Cam Newton's a big personality. Mm-hmm. He's a favorite in the fans. The head coach loves him. And, yep. You know, the players respect him. And so he's got to overcome that. I thought that was tough to overcome. Just being, you know, kind of on a Belichick staff and working with a Josh McDaniels is tough. And I thought he had a really good rookie campaign when you kind of consider what he had to go through to get, you know, Bill wasn't like a buying in early on. So
Kim Jam.
He earned it, man. But to answer your question, I think Bo Nix has got this natural leadership thing.
He's wired better.
He's just wired.
Yep. More for his position. 40. But I do believe he is wired better. So, okay, we got those comparisons. We can quibble and discuss those. But the most important one for us, I am definitely going to quibble about because I don't care for it. Drake May.
Yep.
Ceiling. Trevor Lawrence.
College Trevor Lawrence?
That's unbelievable.
Floor. Daniel Jones.
Same player.
Wow. Trevor Lawrence
not terribly different. Correct, Dan Ball.
Trevor Lawrence?
If that's really Drake May's ceiling, we got a problem.
Oh, big time.
We're porked.
Screwed, brother.
Absolutely.
No chance.
And I don't think it's true. Like, to me, right there, ceiling. Josh Allen. Put it there. Like, ceiling is a guy that most people think the Jags currently regret giving a contract to. That he hasn't become what he was supposed to be in terms of the number one overall pick and a true franchise quarterback. I hate it.
The only thing, though, that scares me is if you think about it, I mean, Trevor has, I thought, special athletic traits, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was really kind of, he just didn't have the mental makeup or the mentality that it takes to maybe be a franchise player. And that's kind of what we're all trying to figure out with Drake.
Yes. You know,
it's kind of like, hey, he's special talent. He didn't come in with the same kind of, you know, whatever, fervor that Trevor Lawrence did. But the point is, it's not the craziest thing to compare and say that's his ceiling if you think about it. But you're also saying that he's never going to, you know, ever figure it out like Trevor Lawrence hasn't figured out. That, but again, they're saying it's similar mindset, so maybe they are saying it. I don't know, but it's in an interesting comp, and
it is,
to say the least.
I think one of the differences, even though we're talking about the makeup, like sort of the mental, like we can see physical tools, but how are they going to deal with the ups, the downs? Drake May dealt with downs in college. Like he never... Trevor Lawrence was the most dominant high school / college quarterback or one of that ever lived. Yeah. I think he lost
his freshman year was insane, Andy.
High school, everything. He lost like three times in his whole life before he got to the NFL. Whatever the number is, it's a really small
Cam Newton story.
Right. And now you get to the NFL and you're not winning and it's not coming easy and you're losing and people are questioning you. And Drake May dealt with that last year at North Carolina with Mac Brown and a new offense and a new offensive
line. Bad offensive line.
Yeah. Like, so he has been, and then the Mac Jones part of it is he didn't really deal with anything. He played 1 year at Alabama. They won the title. They were great. The offense was great. Sarkisian was great.
You're basically saying he's never really had like a great staff with great supporting cast, with a great vision.
Right.
You know, going all the way back to college.
Correct. So he has like dealt with some of the trials and tribulations that could help him deal with this. I also think it's weird, and Dan Ball and I were talking about this on the car over, because I know Brian Fazoko didn't like either the floor or the ceiling, really, for Caleb Williams. Why was Caleb Williams
Brian? Is he around? Get on the mic.
Why was Caleb Williams the only guy who could be a bust? And Mac Jones was a bust. Mac Jones was absolutely a bust in New England.
Are they saying that he, let's see, who the heck is the bestest comp? Jordan Love. See, I would say you maybe think it's a bust because his ceiling's so high that it could just...
But I'm not even sure the ceiling's so high. Jordan
Love's terrible.
I think the ceiling is Patrick Mahomes.
Jordan Love's not terrible.
And he's not terrible, but this is a terrible comparison.
Right, right.
So it's not fair because he's in division and he can... First of all, I don't know who works for Polymarket in terms of, because this was put together by Polymarket Football, the gambling site that always gives you the odds for politics and certain futures in sports as well. I have no idea who their analysts are and their number crunchers and quants that came up with these comps as well. I don't think being compared to Trevor Lawrence, who may still have a higher ceiling in the NFL, guys, is the worst thing in the world. Being Daniel Jones would be positively ghastly for Drake May as well. And as far as Caleb Williams goes, Jordan Love, okay, that's something you should aspire to this year. That's maybe his 2025 ceiling. His ceiling could be much higher than that, especially working with Ben Johnson and the offense that this guy's putting together in his first year as a head coach. But to say that the guy might be a bust, what is he just going to do? Is that because of his emotions? Is that because he's weird and unique and different?
His father.
Yeah,
I think it's also to do with his father. I said this to Dan Ball. These other guys, like if Drake May busts out, or even Mac Jones, he's busted out, but he was the backup in Jacksonville. Now he's the backup in San Francisco.
I'm kind of curious to see how it goes in San Francisco.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
But his,
reportedly, that was the team that wanted to move up.
Three.
Yeah, three.
Yes.
Right.
But he can probably bounce around as a backup for 5, 6, 8
Easy.
Years.
Easy.
Caleb Williams with his dad, who remember the reports of his dad, A, didn't want him to go to Chicago. Then when
partnership
he did,
of the team.
Ownership. Wanted part of the team. Then he wanted to do something in his contract that was borderline tax evasion and was going to get them in trouble with the IRS. Like, that right. headache and extra, damn. That could make him a bust where teams just go, nope. Don't want anything to do with it. We don't want you as a backup. You have physical talent, but you're not
like
worth
I haven't
it.
Heard anything in his rookie year. That...
I haven't, but yeah. we'll see. We'll see where it goes. So I thought these were interesting comps, but the one that bothered me the most, honestly, was the Trevor Lawrence for Drake May. Because I think if the upside of Drake May is Trevor Lawrence, I'm
then
worried.
Then what was this whole thing for?
Yeah.
Right. Why'd we take him?
Yeah, Ted, let me ask you right now. Okay, you are the head coach of an NFL program. You just got hired. You have these are all free agents, and one of them will take your 5-year, $300 million bag that you would offer. Between Penix, McCarthy, Nix, May, Daniels, and Williams, which one would you want the most?
Brother, it's kind of a runaway because this is who I love coming in. I'm a big Jaden Daniels fan. I always have been, always was. And, you know, you saw how he played this year. He's a different cat. I just think I love his mental makeup. I love it. His playing style is so unique and fun, and I he's a special player to me. So that was my first choice. I was very enamored with Michael Penix, and I just was a little reluctant on Drake May. I don't think I really saw how special his traits were in college. I needed to see him here in a Patriots uniform before I go, oh, I see why he was drafted number 3 overall. He's got special traits to me. Does he have the makeup to be, you know, a championship makeup? That's still to be determined.
So those are your Drake May comparisons and NFL quarterback comparisons. Some people have said that this could be the greatest quarterback class of all time. We'll see if they reach the floors of those comparisons. They definitely will not be that. If they reach the ceiling, though, I'm not sure they even will be that either. Like, I don't know if Jordan Love for the Bears makes that a great number one overall pick or Trevor Lawrence for the Patriots.
Can we just agree that, you know, Jordan Love came in on a completely different hype train than what Caleb Williams is coming in.
He came in,
So I feel like Caleb Williams is already kind of far ahead of Jordan Love, yet they have Jordan Love as his ceiling.
It's a very weird comparison for Caleb Williams. It's like they didn't really know how to go what direction and just do Jordan Love and we're done with the graphic and press send on it. 617-779-7937.
It's kind of fun to be talking football, though.
It is. It's fun to be talking football, and we'll continue to sprinkle in football. We had another what-if question from Twitter we might be able to squeeze in either later today or even next week. What's the biggest what-if in NFL history? We'll get to that. But up next, we need to talk a little Red Sox. We're at frickin' Fenway Park, and the Red Sox are home, and the Blue Jays are in town, and they're losing, and they need to win. And Mike Monaco will join us because he's going to be on the broadcast tonight for WEEI. So Mike Monaco here on WEEI Afternoons up next. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.